Jen Sabella is on the line from Block Club Chicago. Jen, I know you have some information, and activists are begging people, looting, to not destroy the neighborhoods. And you have to wonder if these messages get to the right people and if they work. But at least these folks are saying the right things, aren't they?
Right. Good morning, Bob. It's been a stressful evening. It sounds like sirens around my house this morning. You know, I think the issue is there's just so much information going on, and there's like a lack of a central place where people can go to get guidance. And a lot of the activists and the aldermen we've been talking to, just people don't know what's true, what's not true. And I just posted on my own Facebook page, please, you know, look into something before you share it. I got so many texts last night, people saying, oh, is this on fire? I was like, no, it's not. Mm-hmm. So just think about it before you share it. It really does create a sense of panic. But back to the activists. Yeah, on the south side, Aisha Butler, she's been doing work in Englewood for years. I know that Alderman Howard Brookins, too, he spoke to the Sun-Times this morning. Basically, all this work to bring businesses to Chicago south side neighborhoods, black businesses on the south side, They really just were saying, let's organize about, you know, police misconduct, let's organize about issues surrounding racial justice, but destroying these businesses, you're hurting your own neighbors here. A lot of people don't have a functioning grocery store right now. Grocery stores have been boarded up in some neighborhoods on the south side due to looting. So, yeah, the activists we've spoken to in the neighborhood are saying, get involved. You know, Jamal Cole said something great over the weekend. You know, if you stole a pair of Nikes, wear those stolen Nikes to city council. Like, if you really care about making a change, making an impact, you know, stick with it. Try to do something positive and just find one good thing you can do on your block to make it better. That said, you know, there's a lot of injustice out there, and people have been angry for a long time and haven't seen any changes. So you got to understand a lot of the frustration, but what's happening, the devastation in the neighborhoods is harming a lot of black and brown neighborhoods in the city.
Yeah, Jamal Cole, by the way, is going to be on the broadcast with us here after our 8:30 news this morning. And, I mean, you know, for the most part, the people doing the looting, they're not the protesters. You need to separate them, don't you?
Exactly, and that's what the activists we spoke to were saying too. You know, they're out there trying to do the right thing. There was the organizer last night of the protest in Lakeview that went into Uptown that was very peaceful. She said, you know, don't come here starting stuff, because what it happens is a lot of the black organizers who organize this thing are the ones who are on TV when you started it. Like, it could be, you know, what we saw yesterday in the news, a guy from Galwood who went from Minnesota to Chicago and was just a white guy starting some trouble kid. You know, it just hurts everyone. So right now, my goal for today as a journalist is to, you know, convey true information as quickly as possible so people know facts from fiction in their neighborhoods, because I know it's really hard right now to decipher what's what.
And no neighborhood, no suburb has in some way, you know, not been affected by this. And in Logan Square, the business owners are getting together to try to protect folks. What's the latest on that?
Yes, yeah, so this is in my neighborhood, Logan Square, and Issam Hani, he owns a bunch of different businesses in Logan Square, a lot of bars, restaurants, places that have been really hit hard by the coronavirus shutdown. So he headed out there on, I think, Saturday and Sunday night with coworkers just to hang out in front of his store, just to keep people away, and it worked. None of his businesses were vandalized. He said he chased some people away from neighboring businesses like a Foot Locker on Milwaukee Avenue. But he said, you know, for the most part, people just looked like they wanted to get away with it if there was nobody out front. So he just was able to stand, you know, in front of his bar and his liquor store, and he said, you know, I'm not going anywhere. We heard a similar thing from some business owners in Englewood over the weekend. They actually, one of them called a private security firm in to help them, and the private security firm showed up and left. So they had to stay overnight in their car dealership on 66th Street. But, you know, people are just showing up, and I think what the mayor said yesterday, too, is let's not, you know, take to arms right now. Obviously, if you're in danger, that's a different thing. But a lot of there's been a lot of rumors and about violence against people in, you know, certain neighborhoods. Just I think everyone just needs to take a breath. And hopefully this the looting and the vandalism side of this dies down.
Yeah, I was talking about this yesterday. Your heart goes out to the family of George Floyd, and every time you see that that sickening video about what the police in Minneapolis did to him, it really hurts. And at the same time, I'm sure you know good cops. I do here in Chicago, and there are more good ones than bad ones, and those folks are having such a difficult time right now, and you got to feel for them, too. It's an impossible situation, isn't it?
It is. You know, we're trying to say, and this is another story we covered yesterday as well, is, you know, there are some issues with police that haven't been addressed, at least on a big public level in the city, since this all started. You know, some protesters are saying they were brutalized during a peaceful march on Saturday. That has barely been mentioned in any of the news conferences with the mayor. Mm-hmm. So I think people are just looking for a little bit of accountability. They're looking for a message, a uniting message. And hopefully we get that. The mayor's speaking again at 10 a.m. today. I think everyone's just kind of waiting for something to happen that will bring peace or bring some sort of change. And like I said, I understand the frustrations of the protesters. I mean, I don't understand. I'm a white woman. I have no idea what it's like to constantly see people of color murdered on video by police. So I, you know, I'm trying to, you got to just have empathy. And what we're trying to do is just tell neighbors to stick together. And they are, you know, yesterday we covered so many stories of neighbors just showing up to clean up the next day. And, you know, it's the people in the neighborhoods who are there doing the good work every day who are having to clean up after this mess. So a lot of these outside people coming in to vandalize, to loot, to start, you know, fights at protests, they aren't the people from our communities. So we need to remember that and be protective of the people who are in our communities.
Some of the best images I've seen on the news have been, and there have been many, police officers, sometimes black, sometimes white, who are joining protesters or kneeling with them or marching with them. And, you know, that kind of is a picture that I'd like to keep in my mind here during these times. That says a lot, I think.
Right. I think that people are hoping for some de-escalation in the days ahead. So we're hopeful.
That's all we can be. Jen Sabella, Block Club Chicago. Thanks for the extremely local news as usual. We'll talk to you folks tomorrow, Jen.
Thanks, Bob.